WASAS testing. YSS in the mobile monitoring. Anybody out there? K8DYS Mobile. Coming northbound. Coming up to M68 here.
AB9NN mobile monitoring. Station calling, you've got no audio.
Okay, go ahead. We're doing 65, 70 watts. KVYS mobile.
And ATLH
mobile.
KCHCLM monitoring.
KA-BCW.
This is 88DB calling out for Outlaw Greg. Don't know your ham call, but I have a feeling you might be listening. Give me one more try. I'll talk really slow in case his radio's on scan. Looking for the Outlaw Greg in Lewiston. This is 88DB mobile. To say nothing heard clear, but then I thought I heard a key up. One more listen. All right, nothing heard. ATP clear. Actually, as long as I'm on frequency, is there anybody out there listening that's got anything to do with the canoe race coming up?
Well, anyone out listening, maybe. Canoe race, no. But I do know one of the people that would be, and it's N-8-Y-S-S. His name's John. He's out here quite a bit. So you're in the right place. I'm probably assuming you're on the 6.7, so if they were anywhere, they'd be here. But all you can do is try. W8RPM in Sheboygan.
Okay, very good. W8RPM. Well, that's a cool name. Nickname, or call sign. Yeah, the reason I was asking is I ran into the group that were doing radio checks a couple weeks ago, because they, as I'm sure you know, they coordinate the whole thing over ham radio, just like they do the Drift Fest, the Drift Rally. And I have a repeater going up, which a lot of these guys know about. We've been working on this for going on a year and a half now, and it looks like we're going to raise it on Thursday. 160-foot tower in my backyard in Lewiston, and I told them that they could use it for the race, but I wasn't sure, or the canoe, you know, the canoe thing, I wasn't sure if it'd be up in time. It looks like it will. I even have it's a dual mode fusion and analog repeater. For the purposes of that race, though, if they want to use it, I'll take it off the fusion network, make it analog, and I can even connect it to these repeaters over All-Star, if that's something they'll be interested in. But I have one of their contacts at home. I'm headed back down to my regular house in Detroit right now. I've just left Miles, so assuming it all goes well on Thursday, I'll contact those guys one way or the other and let them know that I think it'll be available.
Yeah, very good. Well, John was one of those guys. As a matter of fact, he was the guy doing most of the testing. I think I kind of recall that conversation. I was around. But all right. Well, safe travels back home. Where in Detroit is home?
Detroit proper. I live walking distance from the entrance to the Ambassador Bridge.
Interesting. Kind of sounds like maybe a Millinder Center sort of place or something. All right. I got friends in the book and other people that are actually looking to buy in the Hudson building. I think they're out of their minds, but okay. I grew up in Warrendale, Warren Southfield, Cody grad. But I am in the southern end of Sheboygan County. At the moment, it's where home is now. We've been here for, family's had the house forever, but we've been up here full time for 9 coming up for 10 years. So, all right, I need your name, and we'll see you down the page. My name is Ron Robert Oscar November, and you have my call correct. Safe travel, 73W8RPF.
Yeah, very good. Name here is Doug, and I'm just curious if you know a guy in Chippewa. So, and if you're interested, and you can look on my QRZ page, this is Tower 2. Last fall, I put up Tower 1, which I call the baby tower. It's a 65-footer with a hex beam on it. But I scored that tower from Sheboygan from an old guy that has a – he had a fleet of tugboats, and he bought the tower because he was going to put it up and use it to – get better community. He was like a boat rescuer company. He was right there on the pretty close to the water, and when I got to his place, it was just like a junkyard of tugboats. And he sold the tower because he was old, mega old, and he just didn't do the tugboat thing anymore. So that was a $5,000 tower, and I got it for $200.
Well, it's a hell of a story. No, I don't know who that could be. But there is a lot of marine lore around the whole, you know, Sheboygan, City, Alpena, everything up and down the coast. I don't know who that could be, though. Doesn't ring a bell at all.
Hey, very good. Yeah, I just thought you'd be interested in that story because that's where I got that one from. All right, very good. All right, I'll get back to the driving, and I'll catch you soon, I'm sure. This is 88DT. I'll be clear for now.
Okay, give it to me again. Alpha, Delta, 8. Bravo, Charlie.
Alpha, Delta, 8, double pepperoni, or Alpha, Delta, 8, double penetration, depending on your needs.
I wasn't going to go there, but okay. That ensures that I will not forget it in the future, Doug. 73W8RPF.
KF8AGY testing. KF8AGY testing.
You're making it in there good, Kevin. KSGZ.
KSGZ, KF8AGY, thank you, sir. 7.
Good evening, everybody. It is time for the Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Oxcom Net. This is KGTC Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherry Lambs Radio Club Mesh Net using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use as repeater is provided by the Cherry Lambs Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 147.26 Munson repeater. If the repeater is not working, go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No station, sir. At this time, net control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name, followed by your call sign slowly. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Mike. Alpha India 6, X-ray Quebec.
Kilo Delta 8, Victor India November, Jamie and Lewiston, over.
Wow, this may be a very short net tonight. I've got Kevin, KF8AGY. I've got Mike, AI6XQ. Jamie, could you give me your call sign again?
This is Jamie, Kilo Delta 8, Victor India November, over.
Got you in there, Jamie. Anybody else?
Scott Whiskey, X-ray 1, Juliet.
Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
WX1J, KD9, WWU, anybody else? All right, let's go to the top of the list with Kevin. Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, give us your location and messages to pass.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, over here on Spider Lake. No traffic. Back to you, net control.
Mike, AI6XQ. Mike, your location and messages to pass.
This is Mike AI6XQ. I am on South Lake Winona. No messages passed.
Jamie, I don't think we've had you, at least I haven't talked to you on this repeater. Jamie, KD8VIN. Jamie, your location, do you have any emergency messages to pass?
This is KD8VIN in Lewiston. The only message I have to pass is I had to take the hose to my lawnmower, but it caught on fire because the oil was too hot. Over.
Oh, that's the topic of our digital message. It's hot, hot, hot. Let's go to Scott, WX1J. Scott, your location and messages to pass.
Good evening, Glenn, and everybody on the net. I am Scott, WX1J. On Washington Street in Traverse City, I have no messages. Back to that.
Kevin, KD9WWU. Kevin, your location and messages to pass.
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. Northwest Indiana, no messages to pass.
All right, so talk about that hot weather. Tomorrow is going to be the worst of the week. We do, as practice, send digital messages using ICS 213 forms on the Android version of WinLink. Jeez. We're going to be using the NT63-2000LG format. This message is going to be 46 seconds. Stand by and get your tablets ready. This is Kate, GTC. Messages as follows. End of message, KGTC. If you received it, please check in.
KF8AGY, negative copy.
KD8WAM, full rep, full copy.
WX1J, full copy.
KD9, whiskey uniform, no copy.
Well, I have no idea. I've gone to the newer version of the software, which seems to run better on my tablet, but I seem to be getting more negatives. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm wondering if we got a lot more static going on with our repeater. Well, anyway, everybody, be careful out there with the hot weather. Join us tomorrow for field day, or not field day, it's a long day, for project night. Which is air-conditioned, by the way. Join us, and we're just going to hang out, show and tell with new toys, and talk about whatever we want to. Join us at 5123 North Royal Drive. All right, everybody, I'm going to turn over to Cherry Lynn Amateur Radio Club. This is KHGTC. Take it away, Cherry Lynn.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Overnight. The MeshNet and the use of this computer is authorized by the Cherry Lynn Amateur Radio Club. This is Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike. My name is Caleb, and I'll be in at control station this evening using the club call sign, WATCM. The purpose of this net is to connect and build our local ham community, make announcements of local amateur interest, and have fun. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet. All unlicensed listeners are encouraged to enjoy, get your license, and join us here on the air. Before we start the check-in process, I'll pause and listen for stations needing access to the repeater for emergency or priority traffic. Emergency, please hold on. And unheard, the process for this net to check-in is one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in, acknowledge the station heard, and then call for the next check-in. This procedure allows us to resolve doubles on the spot and not miss anyone. Thanks for your patience. We check in three groups, portable and short time, EchoLink, and general check-in. To check in, please give your call sign distinctly and your first name. This is W8TCM, net control, first portable or short time check-in. Please call now.
Mike, Alpha India 6, X-ray, Quebec.
AI 6, XQ. Welcome to that, Mike. Next check-in.
Neil, KYH, Kilo Yankee 8 Hotel, in and out.
Neil, KYH, good to have you on the net tonight. Said he can't stay around. Next check-in.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria, Tom Cadillac Short Time.
WB8, WIV. Good to have you on the net. Next check-in.
Whiskey Bravo 4, Kilo Tango Fox, Grand and Cron.
WB 4, keep Texas free, Glenn. Good to have you on the net. Next check-in. And unhurt. Before we get to the rest of you, we'll get these short time stations on the way before they run out of time. Starting with, SXXQ, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
This is Mike, SXXQ. Thank you, Caleb, for taking the net tonight. No real traffic for the net other than our anniversary this past weekend. So we went to Mackinac and had a great time. It's nice to kind of get away and go up there without a whole bunch of guests with us, just two of us, and had a nice weekend. So everybody keep cool, and I'm done for now. Thank you, Caleb. Back to you.
Congrats on the anniversary. I love Mackinac. How many years?
39.
That is fantastic, sir. Only at 7 myself. KY8H, Neil. You're up next, and stand by Tom and Cadillac.
Hi, this is Neil, KY8H. Nothing new on the report, except my granddaughter and son from Alaska were down for a few days and had a great time. Other than that, that's about it. Back to you. Thanks for taking the net. Caleb, KY8H, clear.
Roger that, Neil. I'd like to visit Alaska someday, but boy, it's a long way away. WIV, Tom, you're up next, and stand by KTF.
Okay, Caleb, and thanks for taking the net tonight, WIV. Congratulations to the first guy for 39 years. Very good. And I'll be seeing some of you guys tomorrow. I'm coming up for breakfast with Ham. So is my wife. We're going to be, we'll have breakfast, and then we're going to do some shopping and stuff, and then I've got a eye doctor's appointment with Fedor up there about 1 o'clock. So we're going to just make it morning and afternoon. So that's my plan for tomorrow. Been working on a rotor here, my 2-meter rotor croaked out, so I'm trying to, I've got some extras, I'm trying to figure out if I can use them or not. If not, I got to order a new one. Anyway, that's about it, I guess. We'll see some of you tomorrow. Back to you, Caleb. WATCM, WB8WYV, I'll be clear. Good evening.
Roger that, and a good evening to you, Tom. Sorry to hear about your rotor there. And you're just being able to fix it instead of replace it, eh? Over to WB4KTF, Glenn. Go ahead, and then we'll take more check-ins.
Very good, WATCM, and it's Big Net, WB4KTF in Grand. What did I do today? I've been working on my Green Heron rotor controller, and I got it working with my Yaesu rotor for the X-Beam. Took a little bit of calibration effort to get that done, and it now works so I can control the rotor with my computer and with HRD, so Ham Radio Deluxe. So part of my project to get my FT991 and the hex beam integrated with Remote TX package that I have, so I can remotely control the station from anywhere in the world. That's my goal. And so back to y'all. I may be going out on a walk a little bit, so I'll have my HT. We'll see if it works. WATCM, WB4KTF.
Yeah, going for the full package with rotor controller and remote control and the whole shebang. If anyone else checks in working on a rotor, I'm going to start to have some FOMO. All right, over to the Echo Link section here. Thank you all you for time for making it, even though you're a little short on time. We're going to call for stations using All Star, and we can expect a keto delay of up to 10 seconds for Echo Link responses. It's Echo Link or All Star station. Please call now.
Yeah, this is Jamie, Kilo Delta 8, Victor India November in Lewiston, Michigan. Over.
Jamie, KD8, VIN. Welcome to the net. And I didn't catch where you said you were. Can you say that again?
Yeah, this is KD8, VIN. I'm in Lewiston. Echo November 7-4 Uniform Victor Grid. Yeah, it's about maybe 99-100 miles from Traverse City east. Yeah, I'm south of 32, north of 612, east of Otsego County. Over.
Roger that. You're way farther than I am. I'm out on the edge of the RF range of the repeater here at 50 miles. All right, next check-in via Echo Link or All-Star. Please call WATCM now.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform Kevin.
KD9WWU, welcome to that, Kevin. And next check-in via Echo Link or All-Star. And hearing none, we will move to the general section. All regular check-ins. Or if you're first time in Echo Link and didn't make it in that time, go ahead. Call WATCM now.
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Kevin again, welcome to the net. KF8AGY, you're on the list. Having flashbacks of the time all three Kevins checked in a row. Next check-in.
K-8-W-S-U-K. Pete.
Hey, good evening, Pete. Next check-in.
K-8-H-Y-E, Edgar.
Edgar, welcome to the net. Next check-in.
Scott, WX1J.
Mike?
We've got Scott, WX1J, and if Mike would please go again with the call.
QSL, that was Mike, November 8th, Papa November Kilo.
November 8th, Papa November Kilo. Welcome to the net, Mike. Nice checking. All right, and with that, up to the top of the Echo Link list, if K8DIN Jamie would go ahead with your check-in, please.
Yeah, this is K8DIN. I was in the parade over the holidays in my Mars uniform. Yeah, and I was carrying a guide on staff flag. And it was only 2 miles, so it wasn't too bad. Yet I've been working on continuous wave projects with my analog meter for testing batteries. Yep. I have a new tower. It has two elements. One is a ground plane. And, yeah, we had quite a bit of rain last night, about 3:30 in the morning, woke me up. All right, well, I know it's kind of busy tonight, so I guess that's it. Over.
Roger that, Jamie. Thanks for dropping by. Always love to hear about people's projects, especially CW, something that I'm still trying to learn competently 15 years later. 39WWU, Kevin, go ahead and stand by, Kevin.
Hey, thanks, Taylor, for taking a net tonight. This is Kevin Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. Yeah, the heat is a very thing going on right now. It's hot in the car. It was like 91 degrees outside, and it's already 6 o'clock my time. So, yeah. And you guys are supposed to expect more heat tomorrow up the Traverse City area. So, I'm getting very close to closing on a house here in Indiana as far as get everything out of it before we put up for sale. So we're within about a week and a half, 2 weeks of doing that. So then I will make my home in God's country up there in northern Michigan. So I'm really looking forward to that. So I will probably hear from you guys again or see you guys again a week from today or tomorrow. And looking forward to chatting with you guys. So this is sending it back over to you, Net Control, Caleb. And this is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, saying 70 degrees.
Yeah, roger that. Congrats on the house closing. And congrats on returning to God's country. It's, the temps don't feel like God's country just now. It's 90-something here, I think. God for AC. I don't think I'd survive without it. Grew up in the UP, so I'm still not used to these temps. Over to Kevin, Kevin, Alpha Golf Uniform, stand by, Pete.
Yeah, good evening tonight, everybody on the net, and Caleb, thanks for taking the net control this evening. This is Kevin, KF8AGY, over here on Spider Lake. A big thing that happened this week was with the eventual sunsetting of emulated WSJTX on the Mac platform. Joe Taylor has released a native Mac or Apple Silicon version, which I was able to get working a couple days ago. Had to adjust some shared memory constraints, and once I did that, it is version 3.0 is a very robust and very reliable platform. I nailed about 17 QSOs right out of the gate in the span of a couple hours, and that was on a day following a CME, so I think it's doing what it's supposed to do, and I finally have the ability to properly adjust the output power down using the power slider, which did not work very well on the emulated version. Anyway, that's what I've got. And that's all I have. So, Net Control, I will turn this back to you. WATCM, this is KF8AGY, clear.
Yeah, roger that. Congrats on the software upgrades, eh? I saw a headline about that whole emulated software support thing, but I'm just glad I'm not an Apple user. Over to K8WQK, Pete, and stand by, Edgar.
Hello, Caleb and everybody else. Caleb, thanks for doing the net for us tonight. Yeah, it's a hot one. I get down here, we live pretty close to the bay, so I'm going for a swim. There you go. Not a lot going on. Let's see. I got out early this morning, though, and did get my bike ride in right at 8 o'clock before it got too hot. I will not be at breakfast in the morning for those of you that make it. The grandkids are coming early, and Grandpa's doing take-care duty tomorrow. So my guess is we'll spend a lot of time with the sprinkler going. Wednesday, I got an interesting day planned, Lord willing and all that. I'm going to go down to northern Ohio and see the Union Pacific Big Boy steam engine go by. The world's largest steam engine. They resurrected it for the 250th anniversary, and it's making a coast-to-coast tour. And Wednesday and Thursday, it's driving across northern Ohio and Indiana. Anyway, I'm going to grab a couple of grandkids with me and go see the big train go by. Hope to have pictures for you. All right, it's just enjoy. Let's all get together and turn the thermostat down, shall we? KWQK.
Roger that, and happy to hear you're going to see the big boy. I was just like, it was always my dad's dream to see that. Unfortunately, he passed away before that was ever a possibility. Hey, Hotel Yankee Echo. Edgar, you're up next. Stand by, Scott.
good. Thanks for the taking the nap. This is K-A-8-H-Y-E, Edgar over on Hammond Road. And we've been doing a lot of indoor with our air conditioner. So thank God for an air conditioner this year. And did do some outside work before it got hot this morning, so keep the home fires burning that way. Anyway, good luck to everyone. Let's stay out of the heat if possible. This is K-A-8-H-Y-E.
Every morning lately, I get up and walk out my front door and thank God again for AC, because, wow, I wouldn't be able to sleep. WX1J, Scott, you are up next, and stand by Mike.
Okay, good evening, everybody, and Caleb, thanks for taking the net. You did an awesome job, as usual. I really don't have anything for the net tonight other than hello, and yes, of course, it's a little warm. But things are rolling along here. I've just put the final newsletter to bed July, so I'm going to be publishing that probably tomorrow morning just for giggles, get it out a day early. Got some great information about the internet, about the field day. We just had an awesome time, and you'll get to see all those pictures, and they have a link to even more on the net. So that's what's been keeping me busy for the last couple of days. I will see you all at breakfast tomorrow, those that are there. If you're not there, I won't see you, but we'll be hanging out and looking forward to a good breakfast. That's at 9 o'clock, JNS Hamburg on Airport Road near Garfield. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Ned. WATCM, this is WX1J.
Roger that, Scott. I look forward to reading the newsletter. I was sad to miss field day, so it'll be fun to see what happened in there. Over to N8 Punk, Mike, and stand by everyone else.
Yeah, hey there. Thanks for doing that tonight. Yes, the weather's been pretty oppressively warm, but I've been out on the river and stuff, getting out paddleboarding, so that's been kind of nice with the nice weather. I've been doing quite a bit of dirt bike riding, been kind of trying to tune in my bike a little bit, and kind of getting ready to maybe do a little dirt bike camping trip with some radio activities associated. Just seems like it'd be a pretty fun time. But, yeah, other than that, not a whole lot going on. I'll be back to Nat here. Thanks for doing the net tonight.
Yeah, Roger. That sounds fantastic. I always thought the bike mobile seemed really cool. Neat to see that some people are doing that. All right, down the list. Anyone else for the mesh net, please call net control now.
This is KF8DKG, Joel in Chalkaska.
KF8DKG, my neighbor. Welcome to the net. Next second.
K8SBZ, Tony.
Johnny, you got you on the list. Next check-in. Go ahead again there. Just got to kick out. All right. Two more for the list. None heard there. Hey, I think you can use Joe. I've been joking after. Go ahead. Stand by, Tony.
Thank you for taking the net. I guess the only thing I got is new going on is I bought a couple of 10-watt bale fans and was wondering if I was going to be able to get out to the repeater and participate in the next net. So other than that, not much going on. I appreciate you taking the net, and everybody have a good evening.
Yeah, roger that, Joe. Do I understand you're using a Baofeng right now?
Yeah, it's Baofeng, AR-5RM. There's a 10-watt radio.
Roger. I'm pretty impressed. I would not have thought an HP could have made it from out here. I'm running 50 watts right now, and you just have
We have you back in private. I can still hear you perfectly well, so surprises me. Thanks for stopping by. Over to KEA and SBZ, Tony. Go ahead.
Hello, Caleb. Thanks for taking the net tonight, and good evening to anybody else that's out there still listening. I'm a little late to the parade here. I wasn't watching the clock, the radio sitting here turned on, and I realized it was getting late, and realized that I had disconnected the antenna last night during the thunderstorm. I don't know, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. We had some pretty good rain come through here. Lots of lightning, and should be a lot of nitrogen out there for the farmers' fields and what have you. I've just been trying to catch up with a few things around the house after a summer of in and out camping. I'll be doing a little bit more of that very soon, I hope, and just kind of enjoying the summer. Warm temperatures are not bothering me at this point. I'm just kind of behaving and staying hydrated, and I missed the net last week, not because of having something unplugged or disconnected, but I was out in an area where I couldn't get any reception. Maybe I did get into the net. I'm wondering if I do believe maybe I did check in via EchoLink. So I stand corrected. Anyway, having so much fun, can't even remember what happened last week. With that, I'll pass it back to Net Control WATCM. This is KE8SBZ. Good evening.
That's funny. I did the exact same thing. Sitting out here, got to about 8:01, and I'm like, huh, that's funny. Usually, Scott, Glenn's pretty punctual with that T-barge net. Turns out my antenna wasn't plugged in. All right, then, we're at the bottom of the net again. Last call for the mesh net. Comments, questions, inquiries, announcements, please call WATCM now.
WV4KPM walking. Can you hear my little QRP Rehendi talking?
If you told me it was your house rig, I would have believed you. Can't hardly tell.
Okay, good. Well, I'm double checking in that I've been now that I'm on the walk.
Roger, roger. You are loud and clear. Thanks for stopping back by. Anyone else? Get in on the bottom here.
Yeah, KE8SBZ again. How many did you have tonight, if you have a rough count?
Including the recheck, that is 14 so far.
Okay, thank you.
Roger that, last chance. All right, with no further check-ins, it's time to conclude the net. Thank you, everyone, for being here this evening. I look forward to speaking with you all again next week or on the SmashNet 9 a.m. Sunday, 3.953 megahertz. Or if you're meeting at breakfast at Hamburg or Project Night at Glenn's office tonight. This has been KWAM operating this evening as Net Control Operator on Club Call WATCM. I expect we'll meet again next Monday here on this repeater, immediately following the T-Bar Jet. I'll now close the Monday evening social hour and return the repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone. Good evening to all.
WV4KTF. I want to build an antenna, and I'm looking for some old coax, like RG213, RG8, live coax, about 100 feet. Doesn't need to be pretty. It just needs to not have the short circuit in it.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor, India, November. That sounds like some cabling coax you're talking about, like some shielded copper with copper core. Over.
Yes, it is. I'm going to build an antenna that I have a snake antenna, which is kind of like a coaxial dipole,
You feed one end of it, the other end is short-circuited, and the right where the coax connects to the antenna tuner, you break the shield. So it goes up the middle, it comes back the outside, and never gets back to the ground on the tuner. So some weird antenna, I want to try it out. But yes, like RG8, RG213, or something like that, you know, half inside coax.
Yeah, I know there's a place in Ohio, it's probably not that far to get it shipped, but all I have is RG11 and RG6 flooded cable for outdoor type drop berries. Yeah, I've completed about 1,000 drop berries for AT&T. Over.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking for used stuff, not new stuff. I don't care if it's watching, it just needs to feed some coax a little bit. So I'll ask at breakfast tomorrow. Thank you for responding. This is Glenn, and I'm in Grand WB1K.
Kilo 58, Delta Kilo Golf from Kilo AA with Gail from Mike. KF8DKG from KD8WIM. KD8WIM, please.
This is WB4KTF. Walking. WB4KTF. Walking. On the walk. Anybody out there?
Let's see if this works. Any copy? I'm Droidstar through the All-Star node.
WB1KD, if I hear you, over.
Yeah, I heard somebody, right as I was going over the Zilwaukee Bridge, I got the repeater again, and I heard somebody just coincidentally ask me up.
You were in, and then you just...
Yeah, I lost connection. I'm going down the road. Cell's probably going in and out. But I heard somebody ask me about the tower right when I was at the top of the Zilwaukee Bridge. And then by the time I got to the bottom, I lost the repeater. So now I'm on Droidstar. I'm coming through the, what is it, the 583410 node.
Okay, so I'm in using the Traverse City repeater, and I'm copying you through the 146.86 repeater.
WB4KT, this is KE8SBZ.
KE8SBZ, WB4KT, hi there.
Yeah, Glenn, this is Tony. I'm looking for a hank of coax somewhere. How much, what's the footage that you're looking for?
I'm going to let this say 90 feet, plus or minus a couple of feet, not much. There's an article I want to try to see if it works for 80 meters.
Okay, would you verify how many feet that was?
Tony, call it 90 feet, 90.
Okay, I won't be able to help you out with that, but thanks for coming back to me, and hope that you can find some up here. I don't know if there's any swaps going on this summer where you'd come up with something on short order, but maybe somebody's got something out in their shed. So, WB4KTF, this is KE8SBZ. Hope you have a great evening out there.
Okay, I just got back to the in the house at the desk. Yeah, I got a better signal now. Very good. Yeah, there's an article on eham.net. A guy just wrote it a few days ago,
he called it a snake antenna. It's basically a length of coax, about, I guess, a quarter wavelength, and the far end is shorted, shield to center conductor, and the feed end, the shield screen is cut and separated from the SPO-259, and he feeds that into a tuner, and supposedly it works. I thought I would try it for 80 meters.
Sounds like a fun project. We had a great 80-meter antenna out there at Field Day this year, and boy, it ended up being a performer for sure.
What did you guys use on 80?
Well, it was an antenna that I'm not sure what the length of the wire was, but it was strung between one side of the valley and the other side of the valley, so it was probably about 600 foot total length, and then it had a ladder line coming down and had a matchbox at the bottom of it that was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. If you're going to breakfast, I'll show you a couple of pictures.
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow, Tony. Yeah, it sounds like a doublet or a G5RV or something like that. Very good, yeah. I want to try to get 80 meters here. I can't do it easily in Austin, but with the big trees here, I could shoot a rope over the top of the 100-foot tree and haul up this piece of coax that's the antenna. So thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.
KC in the morning. KASBZ.
And thank you for looking. KASBZ WB4KT clear.